Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
9:41, and our spotlight on You Decide 2024 continues. The presidential debate is tomorrow. We'll have live radio coverage on 104.5 WOKV at 9 o'clock. If you're not plopped in front of the TV, we bring in WOKV Samantha Manning live from our Washington newsroom. A majority of Americans say they're going to be tuning in some form or fashion. How are voters feeling about Trump and Biden heading into tomorrow night, Sam?
Yeah, so Rich, you're right. Most Americans say they will be paying attention to the debate in some way. Most, though, still already have an unfavorable view of both candidates, President Biden and former President Trump. This is, of course, the first time the two have faced off since their last debate in 2020. Now, according to a new poll that was out this morning, about 6 in 10 adults say they are extremely or very likely to watch the debate live or in clips, or to read about it or listen to commentary in the news or social media. About half, 47%, say the debate is extremely or very important for the success of President Biden's campaign. And about 4 in 10 say it's highly important for former President Trump's campaign. Now, both Biden and Trump are entering this debate with really low favorability ratings, so it'll be interesting to see what impact it could have after the fact.
And both of them preparing in different ways, and Trump this morning wasting no time throwing jabs. What's he saying that's making headlines?
Yeah, so former President Trump is baselessly claiming that President Biden will be on drugs at the debate. He claims that Biden was, quote, higher than a kite during his high-energy State of the Union address earlier this year. So now former President Trump posted on a media site, quote, test for crooked Joe Biden. I would also immediately agree to one, end quote, is what he had written. Now, in response, in a statement to the Washington Post, a spokesperson for President Biden's campaign said that former President Trump is so scared of being held accountable for his toxic agenda that he and his allies are resorting to what they call desperate and obviously false lies.
Oh, boy. What a fun election campaign this is proving to be, huh? We will have live coverage of the debate here tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Post-debate analysis led by Fox's Jared Halpern immediately thereafter, and comprehensive coverage into the Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Samantha Manning, part of our live team coverage in Washington. Thanks.